The beef and noodle soup called pho is a Vietnamese national treasure. Campbell's Soup is taking it mainstream in America. Campbell's Pho will soon be sold in hotels and chain restaurants, NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Step into Nguyen Van Toy's kitchen to see how pho is made the old-fashioned way. He's doing what he does every morning at 6. He's dumping 30 pounds of frozen beef bones into his sink for the day's pho. It's spelled P-H-O, pho, but pronounced pho.
The more meat, the better. I mean, the more bones, better. See?
Toy's washing the bones so his pho broth will be clear. He's been converting Americans to his love of pho for more than 2 decades. Here at the Nam Viet Pho 79 restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. The bones are now in a large stock pot on the stove. The water in the stock pot is brown, from charred onions, ginger, cinnamon, cloves, cardamom, and the Chinese spice star anise. Toy's pho is underway, but it'll be hours before it's done.
At least 8 to 10 hours. It takes a long time.
Too long for American chefs in hotels and chain restaurants, where food with Asian flavors is hot.
Asian foods are where Italian was 20 years ago.
Kathleen Horner is president of Stockpot, a subsidiary of the Campbell's Soup Company.
Before Olive Garden, Maggiano's, and Macaroni Grill, Italian obviously was popular. It's more popular today than ever because it's become more mainstream. Asian is just sort of beginning in that area. So if you look at Cheesecake Factory with maybe 200 items on the menu, some of the most popular items on that menu are Asian.
Stockpot's business is to make soups and broths for these restaurants. So when California chef Mai Pham proposed a pho broth, Horner was all ears. Pham grew up eating pho in the streets of Saigon. She serves it at her lemongrass restaurant in Sacramento.
I'm hoping to come up with a product that is very close to what we do at the restaurant, very close to what any chef could do if he or she would start from scratch.
The pho broth will be made with fresh ingredients at Stockpot's kitchens. It'll be chicken, not beef, because Americans prefer chicken broth. And when it's done, it'll be preserved by a process called quick chilling. That's when a boiling liquid is cooled quickly to about 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The broth will then be sealed in plastic pouches and delivered to commercial kitchens, where chefs will add fresh noodles, meat, and herbs. The heart of pho is the broth, and Pham says Campbell's broth will taste and smell like her own pho.
Oh, how do I describe how pho smells? It smells so savory. It has a smoky, gingery aroma.
And Pham says the somewhat sweet aroma of chicken, onions, and star anise. It's beginning to smell really good back in Nguyen Van Toy's kitchen now. His broth is bubbling away. Every so often he adds water to the stock pot and he skims the fat.
You started this at 6 and it's now 8:30.
Yeah, 2.5 hours already, yeah. So I think you're done about 3 o'clock.
Pho is a relatively new dish, even to the Vietnamese, who weren't big beef eaters until the French came. Mai Pham says it may have developed as a way to use up the beef bones, which were newly plentiful in Hanoi in the late 1800s. She says men in their 80s and 90s there still remember pho's early days.
They remember that while they were growing up, that there were pho vendors in Hanoi, that these vendors would carry around large pots of soup on their shoulders, and they would go, you know, they would walk and hawk their soup from neighborhood to neighborhood. So if someone wants a bowl, you just wave the vendor down, and he or she would come to your doorstep and assemble a bowl of pho for you.
In 1954, when Vietnam was divided, pho traveled south, along with the million or so Vietnamese who went from north to south Vietnam. Stockpot President Kathleen Horner predicts that pho's journey into the mainstream of American culture is just beginning.
Do you see a day when we might be able to buy a can of Campbell's pho?
Absolutely.
She says if Campbell's pho succeeds in chain restaurants, it'll be rolled out in supermarkets.
Nothing ever remains the same.
Writer Andrew Lamb is proud and a little sad about the latest twist in Pho's journey.
It says something about how things must change, I think, that whatever's ethnic one day becomes chic in public culture in the next.
Okay, this is done now. So you want to bring over a table now or what?
It's finally time to eat.
Okay, this is done now.
Toy is ladling his boiling pho broth into bowls layered with rice noodles, rare beef, cilantro, and onions.
That's for you. Okay, you go ahead, eat.
We add bean sprouts, basil, a squeeze of lime, and we eat. It's delicious. Can Campbell's pho really be this good? Smita Prakash, NPR News, Washington.